USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is putting Georgia's new abortion law on hold. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks. The law bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The law does allow for exceptions and was set to go into effect on January 1st. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was accusing Democratic-led House committees of trying to bully his employees and criticized their efforts to hold depositions with several current and former diplomats in the growing impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Peter Navarro, assistant to President Trump on trade and manufacturing policy, joins Fox Business and believes,
"We got the second impeachment circus in 3 years, and make no mistake about this. This is nothing less than an attempted coup d'etat and end run around the ballot box."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
President Trump is again tweeting about the whistleblower whose complaint is driving the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump is again questioning the credibility of the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, tweeting the anonymous whistleblower put out false secondhand info. Trump insisting his administration should be allowed to interview and learn everything about that whistleblower.
It's the second anniversary of the mass murders at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo remembers the lives lost in the shooting.
"There is nothing that we can do to bring back the lost lives of that day. But this morning is meant to take a moment, a pause, to reflect on their lives, how amazing they were, and what they meant to us. It is in this way that they stand with us, and we will continue to remember them."
The Vegas shooting resulted in 58 deaths and more than 800 people injured. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Healthcare is and should be a bipartisan issue. All during the month of October, I'm going to be exploring what can be done to fix our broken healthcare system. I've had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Marty McCary. He's author of a new book titled The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Now, Dr. McCary is a professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University, and he's also a surgeon. One of the first things I cover with Dr. McCary is how when you go into an emergency room, doctor's office, or hospital for that matter, you never know what the prices are, what you're paying. Dr. McCary has a few things you can do to protect yourself so you're not left with a big bill and a surprise once you get home.
Patients need to shop based on value. That's quality and pricing information. But right now they're flying blind and they're getting hammered with these surprise bills. So there's a lot of stuff people can do to ask about pricing, to negotiate their bills, to proofread their line item bills, to insist on honest pricing. And so we're seeing this new movement now to say, hey, people want and deserve a price. We're going to give them a price. We're going to make it in a way people can understand. And proxy shoppers are using these prices now to create a whole new market. There's websites like MD Save where you can go and price shop and also see basic quality information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.